All right, so we have some really kind of extraordinary weather events going on in the middle of the United States right now. And here's a little bit from Storm Vexo that I think is, I think they're saying is going on 30 or more inches of snow right above us, really, up in Colorado in the Rockies area.
We had a lot of snow in parts of Colorado from Winter Storm Vexo, and this thing's actually going to last for the next little while. I mean, at least through Monday, we will have some snow still falling, and we've had a lot through the weekend. Some spots have seen over 3 feet of snow. I mean, that is a lot of snow, especially for this time of year. I mean, you think about it, we're pretty well into spring now, and yes, I know it snows out in this part of the country this time of year, but that's a lot, even for this time of year. So, let's take you through time, and you notice that there's basically just a lot of moisture around, and when the air is cold enough, you've got that moisture around, it's just going to keep snowing, basically, through at least the early part of Monday. Heaviest snow totals are going to be west of Denver. We are going to see some snow in Denver, but you look at places like Breckenridge.
Texas right now. All right, it came back to life. Extreme weather event in Texas that is the only thing that I can say is it looks like 20 inches of water coming down as possible. Now here's a little bit more on the story.
Started this fire in Purcell, Texas on Sunday. A single strike hit that oil facility and caused all that. Severe weather has been rampant down to the south. This is this morning in Houston. Look at all that lightning. That's how they are starting their morning. More severe weather is on the way for many cities in Texas today. Here's where we're really focusing on, though, from Houston, San Antonio, down to Corpus Christi. We're already seeing the storms fire up this morning. They're going to continue through the afternoon. So the main threat will be these slow-moving thunderstorms with large hail, damaging winds. Can't rule out an isolated tornado.
All right, so there is a tornado warning coming through there. And let's see here, 20 inches... 20 inches of rain coming down. And I mean, if you saw, and I went back and kind of went through the rain log, precipitation log for Texas a couple of weeks ago, and they are, I think up around Dallas, they're up like 25 inches, probably by this time, 30, 35 inches over what they were in a typical year. And especially if you bear in mind that what we're dealing with is an end to a drought that until recently had afflicted Texas for something like 4 or 5 years. So, and I've got this story of dangerous flood threat going on in Texas.
Houston right now, life-threatening flooding is taking place with numerous water rescues underway. And unfortunately, this situation looks to only get worse as we go through the day. Just in the past 6 hours, here's all the rain that we've been looking at. Now, this is from a stalled out system. So check out these rain totals, over 7 inches just to the northwest of Houston. We're seeing even totals coming in over the 8-inch mark. So flash flooding is happening and will continue throughout the day. Here's a look at the rainfall to come through Tuesday morning. We could see an additional 5 to 8, up to an additional foot. Slow-moving thunderstorms will be moving across the area today, and they could dump rainfall rates between 3 to 4 inches per hour.
That's amazing. If you think about the fact that a heavy day for us is an inch of rain, a really heavy day. I mean, can you imagine that? So that is what's going on over there. So other story. Well, I want to definitely get down to this story on the Ring of Fire, but be aware of the fact that the Brazilian Congress has the leader Dilma Rousseff in the House, and now they're bringing it to the Senate, so she could be out on her ear or thrown in jail or whatever they're going to do there. Now, for let me reboot here for the earthquake stories, because there's a lot to cover here. Kelly O'Connell's 628 AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE, 523 1450. Couldn't find the text machine this morning. It's probably in my office, but let's take a break here and come back and start discussing some of the implications of these stories that are associated with the earthquakes. I do have Blog Talk Radio up if you want to tune in there, but we'll be right back. And exciting stories, and some of them are a little bit scary. And we've got a ring of fire. I'm going to tell you about that in a second.
Mellow as the month of May. Oh, darling, I can't stand it when you look at me that way. Hey, I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky come rolling down.
Okay, so we're looking at these stories that are coming out. An earthquake. There was an earthquake in the 6.0 range in Japan, and they have a lot of earthquakes over there because they're on the Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire is the circle that goes around the Pacific that has many active volcanoes on it, and so it's not unusual for there to be earthquakes. What is unusual, though, is that what you can say about this is that it seems to be getting worse. Now, I'm going to read for you in a minute. First, let's get to these quakes as they came out. And this is a report from yesterday. So there's a 6.0 quake and then a 7.0 quake. All right, and the aftershock was bigger than the initial quake. Then you had a quake in the Pacific. Then there was a quake that people are not even talking about right now that was over 6.0 right off the coast of Mexico about 4 days ago. And then we had the quake in Ecuador. But here's the Japanese quake.
Echoed in anomaly quiet mountain villages as dozens of fire engines, ambulances, and police vehicles rushed past, heading to villages hard hit by the 7.3 earthquake on Saturday morning. There are three strong aftershocks that slowed rescue work, and rain had stopped early in the morning. But the need to cover villages over the wide area slowed the process. Minami Aso is a very picturesque mountainous region. The earthquake that hit Kumamoto on Saturday morning hit along the fault line that runs from southwest to northeast, right through Minami Aso, causing a lot of landslides, isolating some of the villages, and many people are left stranded in those villages. Down below me are the firefighters from 28 cities in Osaka, waiting their chance to go in and rescue. The access road at one point cut off access to a very scenic tourist spot where Chinese tourists were left stranded. They were rescued by helicopters and taken to the nearest city. Some of the elements that made search and rescue difficult are the frequent tremors that hit over 400 times since Thursday night and these cracks on the road that prevented from rescuers reaching the villages. 72 hours is said to be the critical point for survival. Japanese rescuers are now racing against time. Kenzo Shima, CCTV, Minami Aso, Kumamoto Prefecture. Sirens.
All right, so that was Japan, and I think they've lost 40 or more people there. All right, here is from Ecuador, from Associated Press on the Ecuador quake.
Casos hay personas que dicen que sus familiares están algunos debajo de los escombros y esperan ser rescatados, ser recuperados con vida. Hace pocos minutos fue recuperado el cuerpo de un niño, aún no sabemos la edad, y su madre, quienes no alcanzaron.
I realize this is in Spanish, but all right. So this is from AP International, but here is another clip from this earthquake, a massive earthquake, hundreds dead, more than 300, I believe. And here's from the rescue. And they've got people on stretchers, et cetera. They're dragging them out of buildings, collapsed buildings. And so anyway, I think I have something with English here. Here we go. Here's from RT. Either that or it's just a bunch of clips of people screaming and yelling, trying to pull people whose legs and bodies are sticking out from buildings. But anyway, there's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of commotion down there. And there was a bridge that was taken out, a major bridge. But all right, so the question that's in a lot of people's minds right now is what is going on in terms of the earth, and what's going on with the earth in terms of whether it's ringing like a bell because you've got all of this activity in the Ring of Fire.
The death toll from Ecuador's biggest earthquake in decades is going up. It soared to well above 230 on Sunday, and that number is expected only to rise. In the city of Puerto Viejo near the Pacific coast, survivors are left homeless. The devastation is beginning to sink in.
I need to find my baby. It's been 5 hours since she disappeared. All they're telling me is that my family is buried.
It felt like it wasn't going to end. I don't know about my brother yet.
Saturday's 7.8 magnitude earthquake is the deadliest to hit the Andean nation of 16 million in decades. It was felt as far away as the capital of Quito, where it collapsed buildings and stirred panic. As daylight broke, Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa said the first priority is for rescuers to save those trapped beneath the rubble.
All right, so let's take another break here and come back and I'll hit some headlines for you. But you're going to want to stay tuned in to find out about the Ring of Fire and how it's affecting the entire world right now in terms of earthquakes and eruptions. Kelly O'Connell, 6:38 a.m. Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE, 523-1450 to call in. And I'm going to have some headlines when we come back and then dig into the Ring of Fire.
I feel my heart start to tremble.
All right, there were a few other earthquakes. There was a couple in Japan, and there's been one in Ecuador, and Vanuatu, there's been one out there. There was one that happened off the coast of Mexico that was barely covered, April 15th, 2016. Mexico earthquake, strong earthquake hits off Chiapas in Guatemala. So, actually, that might be the same one. I just kind of grabbed this right before I went to bed. But, you know, it's not the same one because webpage to obey my commands. But Mexico earthquake, strong earthquake hits off of Chiapas in Guatemala. And that was over 6.0. So you've got so many earthquakes that are coming out right now. That it is, it's hard to kind of collate them all together. And of course, there's earthquakes all the time around the world, of course. But I mean, at the same time, it's unusual to see so many concentrated in such a short amount of time that are so large. And a strong earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 6.2 has struck the Pacific Ocean just off the southern Mexico state of Chiapas, Guatemala. No tsunami warnings were given out. Okay, so that's one of these people that wrote an article said that there was seven big quakes that had occurred in a short period of time. So there is a list of, and I'm just about to grab it for you. There's a list of quakes, the biggest quakes that have occurred in the last 100 years. And I'm going to read them for you when I can get this Drudge report to come up. But if you go to the Express, UK Express, fear of the big one is seven major earthquakes strike Pacific region in just 96 hours. And 272 people at least have been killed in Ecuador. And a quake that was felt around the nation. In Japan, there was an earthquake of 7.3, which came after another earthquake that was 6.2. I just listed the one for you off of Guatemala. And there are more out there, including the one out in the Pacific Ocean. So I'm not saying that we're on the verge of a gigantic catastrophe. I'm just saying that if you understand how the fault lines are out there from this Ring of Fire, then you'll understand that if there was a real shifting of the Earth's plates, there could be a lot of earthquakes out there. And this guy, I think his name was Billum, said that there's a high chance of there being an earthquake, four earthquakes in the 8.0 region that he was talking could be occurring. And he went to India and started talking about this. They kicked him out of India. 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck Vanuatu, which is out in the Pacific. And so there's been a couple of others. So anyway, some people are saying that, you know, it could be the apocalypse. I'm not saying that. It's just interesting how this stuff is coming together. All right. So for your headlines in general, The leader of Brazil is in the midst of being impeached. Autopsy doctors, we've got a shortage of them, and there's going to be a lot more missing in the future. Trump robbed again in Wyoming. They didn't have a vote, and they gave the delegates to – they didn't have a vote in Colorado and gave them to Cruz, and there were delegates that were stolen in Georgia. So there's a lot of fury out there, and Trump is kind of laying low right now. It looks like he's going to come into New York and to take all of the delegates out of New York State. And Cruz is not the most popular guy there because he had insulted New York during the campaign. All right, other stories out there. Super lice outbreaks. Lice that cannot be killed with normal over-the-counter medication. They're putting clinics together to take people in there and systematically go over their skin and kill lice and their eggs. So it's kind of interesting. 45% of Americans pay no federal income tax. Today's the last day for that. And journalism going down, even online journalism is losing money. And massive, I'm going to do a story tomorrow on the immigrants and the relocation of foreigners in America. But Trump is having a hard time, for example, in Buffalo, because they brought so many Somalis into Buffalo, and Trump and Cruz are apparently being rejected by these. Now, if you think about this, we're changing the landscape of America with all of these foreigners that we're bringing in. It's absolutely crazy. It's insane that the GOP doesn't stand up to this. It's absolutely insane that Obama is given a pass. He is radically reconfiguring. There's no doubt. That story right there alone will tell you, but it's happening all across the United States, and it's happening in Arizona. It's happening in Texas. It's already happened long ago in California. The unique viewpoint of Americans is being wiped out, and it's going to be taken over by this kind of generic socialism. And then people are going to ask in the future what happened to America. That's what happened. Under the theory of multiculturalism and political correctness, we're bringing in all of these people and dumping them. And if you have any problem with that, you're a racist or a bigot, and you're anti-foreigner or whatever. In the meanwhile, the main issue, the country is going to hell in a handbasket because you're bringing in increasing numbers of people that don't know anything about America. They can't support. You can't support the Constitution and the Bill of Rights if you don't know what it is. And the tendency is to believe whatever you believe before you move. So future generations are going to look back at the cowardice of the American nation to deal with this problem, to put it in Eric Holder's words, supposedly we're racial cowards. But they're going to look at the cowardice of the American conservatives, and they're just going to shake their heads. But we'll be right back to dig into the Ring of Fire. I got to say, Mark Antonio can run an ad on my show, but he can't show up. No call, no show Friday. Give me a freaking break. All right. So here is a little. All right. So here's a little bit about the earthquake in Ecuador. All of these clips are just showing people running around screaming and sticking out from underneath buildings and stuff. But this is from CNN. All right, so it's just more of these kind of videos of inside of buildings and stuff when the earthquake was hitting. All right, so here is from CNN on the Ring of Fire threatening a larger earthquake. This is from 2014, just FYI.
Everybody first wants to know, with all the seismic activity along the Pacific coast, does this potentially mean that the big one is coming?
Well, nobody knows for sure. We can't predict earthquakes, sadly. There's a lot of concern that this region is due for a big one, this part of Chile. Quakes in California and Chile are connected by the Ring of Fire. They're all along the Pacific, but it's really hard to draw a connection between ones that far apart.
Well, talk about the Ring of Fire, specifically what that means to that entire area. What parts are affected, just so we know?
Well, it's more of a horseshoe stretching from South America all the way to Alaska and down to Indonesia. And what you basically have is the Pacific Ocean's crust spreading out and smacking into the continents along the edges there. And where that happens, you have mountains and volcanoes and earthquakes. And so earthquakes are happening along here all the time. 90% of all earthquakes are along the Ring of Fire, which gets the name from all the volcanoes, obviously. And 80% of the big ones happen along here.
Now, 8.2, clearly a massive earthquake. By comparison, some of the worst quakes in California are down there in the sixes. But help us understand, what would happen if an 8.2 earthquake hit Los Angeles or San Diego or San Francisco?
Oh, my. It would be horrific. Estimates in Los Angeles, for example, a 7.5 magnitude, which is less, right? You would have upwards of $250 billion of damage there, hundreds of thousands of people displaced from their homes, tens of thousands of people homeless, thousands of fatalities, that sort of thing. And that's the key point you're getting at, is where it happens matters almost as much as how powerful it is. If something happens in the wrong place, then you have a real disaster.
The one thing you always want to know is, will there be tremors that send some sort of a warning, sort of a pre-shock as opposed to an aftershock?
You don't know for sure until after the big one happens. There's some shakes before this one. There were some magnitude 6 quakes that led up to this one, and there's been magnitude 5 ones or so afterwards. We can't give people a lot of warning of these quakes. There are some demonstration efforts that gave a few seconds of warning. One's coming, the one that happened last week in California, for example, or recently in California. But no, we don't have a great method of sending out instant warnings that can do more than a few seconds of heads up.
All right, so here is a list of the strongest earthquakes since 1900. And this is just composed yesterday. 1960, 9.5 magnitude earthquake in southern Chile. 1964, magnitude 9.2 in Prince William Sound, Alaska. 2004, magnitude 9.1 quake in Indonesia. 2011, magnitude 9.0 off Japan. 1952, 9.0 quake Kamchatka in Russia. 2010, magnitude 8.8 in Chile. 1906, magnitude 8.8 Ecuador. 65, 8.7 off Alaska's Rat Island, which is famous for rodents. 2005, 8.6 Sumatra. 1950, 8.6 Tibet. 2012, 8.6 Sumatra. 57, 8.6 Alaska. 2007, 8.5 Indonesia. 1938, Bandici, Indonesia, 8.5. 8.5 in 1923 in Kamchatka. 1922, 8.5 Chile. 63, 8.5 in Kuril Island. 2015, Chile, 8.3. 1979, Ecuadorian port city, Tumaco, 8.2. Okay, recently, 2015, 7.8, Nepal. 2016, 7.8, Indian Ocean. 2016, 7.8, Ecuador. So if you're listening to that, you hear a lot of earthquakes in the last, say, 10, 15 years. Now, here is a little bit more on the Ring of Fire.
Last month, a magnitude 6.3 earthquake.
And this is from 2011.
The crushing to a volcano.
Hold on a second. here. Have some of these clips going off spontaneously. Check this out.
Last month, a magnitude 6.3 earthquake destroyed sections of Christchurch, New Zealand. More than 100 people died. 1 year before that, an 8.8 trembler struck Chile. More than 500 died. Today's massive earthquake off the coast of Japan registered a massive 8.9. Though separated by thousands of miles, each of these quakes occurred on the Ring of Fire, a 25,000-mile line along the Pacific Rim that is the most geologically active place on the planet, with more than 450 volcanoes. Most of the world's earthquakes occur along this line. The culprit, the Pacific Plate. The floor beneath the ocean is constantly shifting.
It's a very large system. And second, it's moving pretty fast. The Pacific Plate is moving under Japan at about 10 centimeters a year.
Right.
Which is a pretty high rate.
Trillions of tons of Earth moving 4 inches a year is a lot. An irresistible force meeting an unmovable object.
And you do that for 100 years, you're talking about a big amount that you got to
compensate
snap
for.
Back. And when it pops back, it produces the earthquake and the tsunami because it's doing it under the ocean.
Japan's level of seismic activity is about 10 times that of California. The country has spent billions trying to make itself earthquake-proof. Today's video showed buildings in Shinjuku swaying but not collapsing.
All right, so we'll take a break on the hour. I'm going to come back and get into a little bit of this story, plus some others, but I'm also going to give a little bit of feedback from what some Bible end of times people are saying. 659 Kelly O'Connell AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOB, 523 1450. Is it the end of the world? Come back and find out. Today is the 18th of April. Pretty nice weather out there. A little chilly, I guess, for the last day or two. My app is telling me it's 45 degrees out there right now. Now, some stories. Colorado lawmakers who voted to scrap election are Ted Cruz delegates. How does that make you feel? Trump robbed of delegates in Georgia after winning state. And the Wyoming delegates were just handed over to Cruz. So at some point, there's going to be hell to pay for Cruz and this process. Now, I don't know what it's going to look like, but I know that Donald Trump is not going to stand for this. The question is, how is it going to play out? But, you know, the guy doesn't have another election in him. He's 70 years old, so he's going to go for the gusto. He's holding back right now and saying that that the system is corrupt and he's not going to get involved in these type of things. But he must see a road to victory that doesn't have to go through Wyoming and Colorado and Georgia. So here is something else. Democratic attorney generals, climate change groups, et cetera, colluded on prosecuting dissenters. And to understand global warming, you need to understand two things. Number one, the science is split on it. Some science seems to support it. Other science definitely seems to show that there's either no global warming. Global warming is not caused by man's activity. But if you would just see one of these volcanoes going off and the amount of smoke they put into the air, you would understand that what human beings are doing couldn't ever compete with a giant eruption. All right. So the second thing you need to know about global warming is that you need to understand Marxism before you can really understand it, because it is Marxism on a massive scale. Marxism is the idea that the rich steal from the poor, and therefore the rich have to give their money back to the poor. And in the fine print, giving your money back to the poor means giving it to the government, and therefore the poor never really get the money. But rich countries would give money to poor countries to buy so-called carbon credits. It's very clever. But the fact of the matter is that the science doesn't really support Marxism. The economic science doesn't, and literal science doesn't. So now there's an article out there that is on the heels of, and I am going to get to the Ring of Fire, but I want to cover this first. There is an argument out there that science is broken because it is being falsified so often. Article that came out a couple of years ago said that many of the studies that are used every day to prove certain ideas or support public policy cannot be replicated. In other words, they're not true. Now, on the heels of that, we find out that a great deal of scientific studies in global warming simply are not true. There's a good article on this in the week.com. And this particular article is citing to First Things magazine, but to another article there, but errors are being made or made on purpose within these studies to prove. And then the real scandal here is modeling. You have a model of what the future is supposed to look like. And there's a couple of problems with the models. Is number one, they never take in enough information to really predict the future. And number two, a lot of times the information they take in is either wrong on its face or it's applied incorrectly. So almost all of the fear-mongering that is related to global warming comes out of models. That's something that's not told. They'll explain to you that last year was the hottest year on record, whether it felt like it or not. What they don't tell you is that the models are telling us, because in the last, say, 10 or 20 years, most of the Earth is covered with water, and they have these little stations out there to collect temperature, but a number of these stations have failed and have not been replaced. So more and more data is being and conclusions and science is being taken out of less and less of these temperature gauges. In addition, a lot of temperature gauges were set up in areas that were more rural. And as populations have grown, the city has grown around them, and cities are hotter than countryside in general. All right, we'll take a little break here and come back and discuss the Ring of Fire. Kelly O'Connell, 718 AM, Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE, 523, 1450. We're going to come back and have a discussion on why the Earth seems to be so active and angry and restless.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Okay, so here is a little bit on the Ring of Fire, which is the area or the circle that goes around North and South America, up to Alaska, over to Asia, and circles back down. It's a fault line around the Earth that's very important because it's very powerful and is very active in terms of volcanoes and also as well earthquakes, as we've just been seeing.
Earth, a unique planet, restless and dynamic. Continents shift and clash. Volcanoes erupt. Glaciers grow and recede. Titanic forces that are constantly at work, leaving behind a trail of geological mysteries. One of Earth's most intriguing mysteries is the presence of a huge arc of geological destruction surrounding the Pacific. It is known as the Ring of Fire. Three quarters of Earth's volcanoes are situated here, and 90% of all earthquakes also occur along this line. Over the last 200 years, disasters here have claimed over 1 million lives. Now, scientists set out to discover why these volcanoes and quakes occur all around the margins of the Pacific Ocean, and to find out what powers them. Unlocking the mysteries of this awesome force of geology will bring the scientists one step closer to understanding how the Earth was made. The Ring of Fire is one of the most extensive zones of destruction on planet Earth. Its most visible features are the hundreds of volcanoes that line the shores of the Pacific Ocean. They form an arc which extends 25,000 miles from South America, along America's northwest coast to Alaska, and then down through Russia, Japan, and Southeast Asia, all the way to New Zealand. Cataclysmic eruptions have occurred here throughout history. August 1883, Indonesia. The Krakatoa volcano blew itself to pieces, creating the loudest sound in recorded history. June 1991, the Philippines. Mount Pinatubo blasted debris 22 miles into the atmosphere. Suffocating ash swamped over 2,500 square miles. And in May 1980, Mount St. Helens caused $1 billion of damage. The ever-present threat from these volcanoes makes it essential for scientists to understand the forces that power them. The investigation begins here, in Alaska. This land of rugged beauty marks the most northern extreme of the Ring of Fire. 75% of all the volcanoes in the United States are situated in Alaska, making it a perfect laboratory for volcanologists. The first step is to discover how the Ring of Fire's giant volcanoes form.
All right, so that's just the beginning of, if you want to find this documentary, it's called Ring of Fire on YouTube. And it's about 45 minutes long, but obviously a little too long to run on the show. But just to let you know that all of these things that seemingly are disconnected are actually influencing one another. All right, let's take a little break here. And I'm going to come back and do a little bit of New Mexico news, and then I will get into a kind of a summary of a biblical idea. I found a website here called Escape All These Things, and it's citing Matthew 24:7, that the end of the age, there'll be wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and all this stuff. I thought I would give you a little bit of analysis on that so you could kind of take it into consideration. And saluting Johnny Cash this week, Ring of Fire, 728, Kelly O'Connell. And once again, I see Mark D'Antonio has an ad on the show. He can run an ad, but he can't show up. No call, no show. Changes the date at the last minute and doesn't show up, doesn't call, doesn't reschedule. Shame on you, Mark. Now, James Dickens, who's running for DA, had just been on the show and had some pretty hard-hitting statistics, so maybe he didn't want to have to deal with listeners' calls on that. But anyway, we will be right back at 728. This is the 18th of April on AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE, 523-1450 to call in. Mark, if you're listening, call in. Give us some explanation. Where you did you get stuck out in the desert? We'll be right back, and it's about 45 degrees out there. It's pretty nice. Shame on you, Mark. Get into the studio here. Who cares about your ads? All right. So we've got a short film that has made it to, in New Mexico, NMSU student, called Buffalo, about the Buffalo soldiers, African-American soldiers during the Civil War. And the director, Julian Alexander, going to Cannes for the film festival, which he understandably is pretty excited. We'll try to get him on the show here to, he's in town to talk about that. Now, in New Mexico, we recently had 8 TV shows being filmed, or TV productions, they're saying, Albuquerque Journal is saying, being filmed at the same time. And that was bringing in $1 million per company, and takes 8 days to shoot one episode. So the state's film incentives, a 30% tax rebate on all New Mexico goods and services, is one of the best in the country. So and a lot of people will people have mentioned to me how much they enjoy the spinoff from Breaking Bad called Better Call Saul, about an attorney. Student group calls University of New Mexico SEAL offensive. University of Mexico SEAL, it depicts a Spanish conquistador and frontiersman, is drawing fire. And I mean, these the left never comes up with a new game plan, but I guess they don't have to, because it's always very successful. 2 drivers were killed in a head-on collision in southern New Mexico. and that was on the 16th. One from Texas, and they collided in Loving, New Mexico. New Mexico police said 26-year-old Tyverance Sullivan and 40-year-old Jonathan Dowd were both driving on State Road 128 northeast of Loving when they crashed head-on. Third vehicle driven by 31-year-old Dwayne Arredondo then rear-ended Dowd's vehicle. And Sullivan of Odessa, Texas, was traveling in a westbound lane when he crossed the center line. And Sullivan and Dowd were both declared dead at the scene. What a way to go. And all right, so let's take a little break here and definitely some more news for you. 734 Kelly O'Connell AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE, 523-1450, and we'll be back to talk about some of the biblical analysis of this these earthquakes and get your opinion. 523-1450. If you think it is the end of days, please call in. If you think that's a joke, please call in Frankie's, the Kathy's, etc. We'll be right back.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames were higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
All right, so getting into a pretty heavy topic here and seeing if I can find a clip for you that would illustrate it. All right, so I had mentioned in the opening there are three different groups of people that are claiming that we're looking at a dire thing in front of us, a dire development, one of which is as American scientist Roger Bilham, who's at the University of Colorado, claims that we're looking at possibly four earthquakes, 8.0 in magnitude or larger, to take the strain, the accumulated strain off the earth in these tectonic plates, which I think they've proven exist, ride on the earth's, they are the mantle pieces, I guess. They're over the rest of the earth and they're kind of moving around all the time, just a little bit. And it's like an egg, if you can imagine a boiled egg with cracks in it, in different sized shape and shaped pieces. So Bilham, who was kicked out of India for fear mongering, has said that there is going to be big earthquakes coming, and he appears to be right. Now, this other guy, Frank Hoogerbeets, who I should really, kind of a strange guy, he's a Dutch guy, and the weird thing is that he does not claim to be a scientist whatsoever. He's not, and he's like an astrology guy or something. So he's claiming that the earthquakes that are coming up are related to the alignment of the planets. I'm going to try to get a clip of this guy because he's so bizarre. Hoogerbeets, you can only find a name like that in Amsterdam. So anyway, this guy had predicted these earthquakes, and then he had turned around. Well, and he had missed out on his prophecy, so people had basically just said, you know, no biggie. And it turns out that he was correct, although according to him, he had released all the information about this. All right. So anyway, here's a little from this guy 10 months ago, California is going to end up in the ocean. So he was wrong about that, but he's a very strange guy. Check it out. He is basically I don't know if he's an astrologer or a mystic or whatever. He admits that he doesn't have a scientific approach to predicting earthquakes, but he says the alignment of the planets means that there's going to be major disruptions on the Earth. And this is from Tomo News.
Researcher Prophet accurately predicts the apocalypse. If you've made plans for May 30th, cancel them because you'll probably be dead. That's what this dude right here is preaching.
This is from 2 years ago, by the way, I think. This is from last year.
He should know what he's talking about, because he has a new agey website, and he's getting his information from the Archangel Michael, Lord Krishna, Jesus, a pod of intelligent whales, as well as, he lists helpfully, other sources. Dutch researcher and prophet Frank Huger Beats has been doing a lot of calculations, and here it is, folks. At 4 p.m. local time on May 28th, California will be hit by a 9.8 earthquake. California is literally going to crack off and fall into the sea, which, of course, will cause massive tsunamis in the Pacific. Yeah, go ahead and start panicking. Frank didn't just have a vision. This is science, man. See, a whole bunch of planets are going to be lined up if you draw lines between them. Here's a video that makes it, like, super clear.
My conclusion is that it will be either at the end of May 28th, UTC time, that is, and I have fought somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Here's one very interesting alignment. You will see Venus and the Sun and Uranus exactly lined up. You see that? There it is. But that's not all. Mercury, Neptune are also aligned. And here is the Earth. If you look from above, you can see that this is a square.
Prophet Huger Beats has tweeted advice to the millions living in areas to be destroyed. Be on extra alert and have an escape plan, he said. Thank God for this man. Science people are calling hogwash on Huger Beats, saying planets aligning have nothing to do with earthquakes, but are you willing to take that chance? Besides, Huger Beats has something that always beats science, Nostradamus. That's right, the legend himself also predicted an earthquake for the same time, Huger Beats says. So thank you all for watching Tomo Video.
All right, so anyway, that kind of sums up what's going on here, which is that the guy Huger Beats is claiming that this is a weird thing about what he's saying. He does not claim that the planets lining up cause the eruptions, and the scientists, they talked to some scientist about this, and he just absolutely flipped out and just about tore his hair out and said, no, absolutely not, impossible. What he's claiming is that the lining up of the planets predicts this event. So anyway, that is your kind of mystical take on that. But he claims that he has had posted online, and I was not able to find it, or I actually didn't even look for it because it sounded so cheesy. But he claimed that he had predicted the basically these earthquakes that had just occurred. All right. Matthew 24:7, for nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All events are the beginning of the birth pains. And then Mark 13:18, for nation will rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines. These are the birth pains. And then Luke is slightly different. When you hear of wars and rebellions, don't be alarmed. Indeed, these things must take place, but the end won't come right away. Then he told him, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, there will be violent earthquakes and famines and plagues. And there is, I think there's one other one that starts off with earthquakes. But anyway, here is Luke 21:11, there will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilence in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. All right, if you're religious, are you looking at what's going on around the world and saying to yourself, this is the end? 5, 2, 3, 14, 50, if you want to call in on that. Do I personally think it's the end? I'm very skeptical, of course, so I just think it's probably an increase in the number of earthquakes related to the Ring of Fire and these plates kind of grinding on one another, and subduction when the plate goes underneath, when a plate goes underneath another plate, and so. But I mean, the thing that really sticks out to me is this list of major earthquakes, and this is what I would be kind of concerned about, is the number of major earthquakes. And so there's two ways to look at that. And one of the ways is to say that the earth is kind of like shedding off, kind of throwing off this extra energy that it has through these quakes. And another way of looking at it is it's getting bad and it's going to be worse. So here's a little clip on this Ecuador quake. The Today Show.
It's time to find more survivors of that devastating earthquake in Ecuador. It is the country's worst natural disaster in nearly seven decades. NBC's Miguel Almaguer is there, and he joins us now. Miguel, good morning to you.
Hey, Matt, good morning. As the sun rises here, we're getting a better scope of the damage. In Quito, they felt a powerful jolt and a thunderous roar that lasted nearly a minute. Closer to the coast, homes came crashing down, and for some, there was no escape.
It jolted fear, terror, and panic into the region. The most powerful earthquake to rattle Ecuador in decades, a magnitude 7.8, crushing roads, homes, and lives.
Se nos iba a acabar ya el...
This man says, I felt like no, it was never going to end. This morning, the death toll is closing in on 300 and rising. Nearly 2,000 people are injured, and countless others are still missing.
Necesito encontrar a mi bebé.
Vanessa Santos says, I need to find my baby. She knows the rest of her family is gone, buried under the rubble. The powerful epicenter hit near coastal communities, but was strong enough to be felt 100 miles away. In Guayaquil, Ecuador's largest city, buildings and bridges have collapsed.
Para los heridos, compañeros,
the vice president asking for quiet on the street so rescue teams can hear the calls for help.
Kenny!
The cries from deep under the rubble, fading by the hour. The third floor fell on top of us. My whole family was inside. I need help. The army has been mobilized, but landslides are blocking roads. More than 150 aftershocks are rattling this region, making rescues dangerous. But this morning, hope, a little girl pulled from the rubble alive. A short time later, another rescue. So brick by brick, the search pushes on for more survivors.
All right, so that was a major earthquake by anybody's calculation. All right, here is, I read this before, but let me go back to it. 7.8 hit a couple of days ago. 2004, 9.1 quake in Indonesia. 2011, 9.0 quake off Japan. 2010, 8.8 quake in Chile. 2005, 8.6 magnitude Sumatra. 2012, 8.6 quake again, Sumatra. 2007, 8.5 quake, Sumatra. So three big ones right around there. 2015, 8.3 quake in Chile. 2015, 7.8 quake in Nepal. 2016, 7.8 quake in Indian Ocean. 2016, the Ecuadorian quake, and then you've got this other quake in Japan. I don't know if that was listed, but it was over seven. So those are amongst the top quakes, top 20 or 30 quakes of the last 100 years, and many of them are coming in the last 10 years, 10, 15 years. So it seems like it's getting worse, and then you have to have some sort of a explanation as to what's going on. And it would seem to me, with the eruptions that we have, it seems like the eruptions, and I'd have to check into this, just my impression that there's more eruptions going on. It just seems like there's more activity, and it's especially along this ring of fire. So to test that theory, I guess we'll see in the coming days if there's going to be more, but it is something to think about anyway. All right, I've got a little story for you, and we do have a phone call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Good morning, Kelly. This is David, the Patriot.
David, Patriot.
Out here in Big Daddy's, Big Daddy's flea market up here on I-70. Looking right now at a big old chart of the world without water. I've been lecturing on this for years. What's really going on is the Filipino plate, which encompasses Japan, Indonesia, the Philippines, and Taiwan, is talking to the cocoa plate, which is the Galapagos Islands, Ecuador, and up to Mexico. But that plate runs all the way up in through, the Bay of Cortez, all the way up Salton Sea to out San Francisco. There's a huge counterbalance of teeter-totter effect, like you would learn in school, where two plates were pushing back and forth like this. This is major activity going on right now.
All right, so David, let me cut in here for a second. What do you think the near future holds from your knowledge of this stuff? What direction are things heading, and what do you think is going
to
happen?
Okay, I lectured from New York to L.A. with the Whole Life Expo about tectonic plates moving back and forth. This is plates talking to each other. These are plates. You'd have to look it up on the world plates like this to see exactly what I'm talking about. But these are two plates that are counting each other. Japan is in for heavy devastation. Taiwan will be on the very soon.
All right, David.
Time frame.
Dave, let me ask you something. Do you put a religious spin on this, or is this just science?
No, this is Park High School teeter totter technology. This is teeter totter effect. I call it crack toe logic, if you'd laugh at that one like this. But it's the best way to describe it. It's when one side of the Pacific moves, the other side of the Pacific moves. Think about it. For years and years, every time Japan had a quake, California had a quake. It's never failed me. It's always been. And it's always within a healing cycle of the body, 3 to 10 days, or within 2 weeks like this.
David.
But now these go.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you, one of the things I was trying to get at is there's a lot of people talking about these end time prophecies. Do you put any stock in that, or do you think this is just a materialistic scientific?
Big time right now. All the activity right now of what's going on with the people being crowded up into the 41st to the 45th parallel, they're expecting something major. I came down from Taos, New Mexico, spent last summer up there. They are digging in from Leadville all the way down to Taos, New Mexico. They are refurbishing all the mountains. They know something's coming down. And something's
who's
coming
they?
Down very soon.
Ooh. Who is they?
The powers to be behind the scenes.
The Illuminati?
The Illuminati, or they call themselves the Brotherhood of Death. These people right now are already dug in. They don't care about what's going on here. Anyway, anybody wants to come up and challenge my reality, I dare everybody. Come on up to Big Daddy's on Sunday. I'm out there. I'm lecturing. I got prophecies written. You can look at everything. Prove me wrong.
David, what are your prophecies based on? Are they Glenn Beck prophecies, or are they?
No.
No?
Not at all. I'm far past that. I was with the Whole Life Expo from New York to L.A. and lectured on prophecies. I got them all listed down. I can do a whole list of different things like that where they all counterbalance, and Indian too. Right now, they're blending straight right into Chapter 8. The only one thing they're not mentioning in Chapter 8, which the Hopis talk about, and it's written in the stone, is race wars. And that's what we are going to right now. Race wars are going to tear a country apart.
David, do you see yourself as a prophet?
Actually, I use logic complete, just like a battery in your car. You need a positive and negative pull.
David,
I use logic,
David,
with prophecies, and I try to make sense
David,
of it all.
David, please don't avoid the question. Do you see yourself as a prophet?
I like the idea. I'd like to.
All right, you're avoiding.
Like,
you're avoiding.
I like to match with it.
All right, so folks, go up to Highway 70 and get some prophetic utterances. Thank you, David.
On Sunday.
All right, have a good day.
On Sunday.
Thank you. All right, if you're a prophet, please call in. All right, here is Super Light Spreading. Speaking of prophets are multiplying like super lice. Check this out. Oh, and this is from KCRA. Yeah, check it out, super lice.
Doing is they're checking in the NAEP section because
at Tony and Guy Beauty School in Modesto,
we do experience cases of lice probably once or twice a week.
Instructors are not only teaching students how to cut, color, and style hair, but are educating them on how to detect lice.
I have them take a vertical parting straight down the nape of the neck.
After scientists discovered the so-called super lice in more than half the country can't be killed with a chemical found in most over-the-counter treatments.
No.
Hillary is a super lice, by the way. She's the leader. She's the queen louse.
Makes me kind of nervous, so I have two little ones, so I don't want them getting it.
Pyrethroids, they say, used to work 100% of the time back in 2000, but by 2013, it only worked in about a quarter of the cases, which is why some are turning to a new treatment used by Lice Clinics of America called Air Allay.
All right, so if you get super lice, I'm sure you can find that on Google, but check it out. Here's a family whose child was infected with super lice and how destructive and devastating it was to their family and their reputation. Nobody wanted to talk to him, I'm guessing. Anyway, check it out.
Problem that every parent is going to want to watch. It's about lice and a special kind of lice.
Yeah, Fox 31 Denver got a tip today from our Arvada mom who says her daughter might have a case of super lice, even harder to kill than the regular kind. New at 9, Fox 31 Denver's Ashley Michaels, live at Lucas Elementary School in Jefferson County. Ashley, she's actually blaming the school, right?
Right, Jeremy. The school says there is no lice epidemic here, but this family has been battling the bug for 4 months. So now the question is how to get rid of those itchy little lice.
Very gross. It just makes me itch and quiver all over, and I'm constantly like, oh my gosh, do I have them?
That's just about everybody's reaction when you talk about head lice. Latasha Fernandez is waging war against the bugs on her daughter Karma's head.
My mom has to go through my hair like a monkey.
It's a very tedious process. You have
to. Did you hear that? My mom has to go through my hair like a monkey. Check this out, you. Check this out.
Daughter Karma's head.
My mom has to go through my hair like a monkey.
It's a very tedious process. You have to go through each strand of their hair.
I wonder if she eats them.
Hair. She says they've been doing it every day since December.
All weekend she's lice free. Comes back to school, and then there's a bug again.
In Jefferson County, the health department says hopefully, and can return to school immediately after treatment, regardless of the presence of nits or eggs. Two other